Next on BYUSN, huge news out of Boulder, Colorado yesterday with the bus reportedly set to join the Big 12. Is that the bigger story about the Big 12, or is it that they're leaving the Pac-12?
Plus, Big 12 legend Jimmer Fredette will update us on his path to the 2024 Paris Olympics.
A massive show. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Thursday, July 27th, but not just any July 27th. This is the July 27th where we talk about Colorado joining the Big 12. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jason Shepherd, who, by the way, is 100% ready for a rumble in the Rockies.
Did you see the Barstool Colorado account? It's like, yes, this was the real rumble in the Rockies all along. the manufactured rivalry between Colorado and Utah. So, hey, why not? Hey, at least the question's answered on who BYU's rival would be in the Big 12. Well, now we know. It's Colorado,
the
right?
Rumble in the Rockies happened in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Yeah. And in, the Mountain States Conference back in 1922 to 1937. BYU and Colorado have a long history, Jason. This is a throwback, man.
Hey, look, it's here's what I'm happy about. It's the end of July, and we've got big news to talk about. That's what's fun.
Yep, expansion delivers again. Conference realignment. Oh, the cup floweth over today.
Yeah, that's right. On today's show, where do things currently stand with Colorado's potential move to the Big 12? And as Spencer mentioned moments ago, is the bigger story the Big 12 adding or the Pac-12 losing? BuffZone.com Colorado beat writer Brian Howell will join us for the latest from Boulder. Excited to talk with him. Jimmer Fredette, as I mentioned, will join us. What's it going to take for the Jimmer to get to Paris? Plus, in the Cougar Whip Around, a candy and condiment combo that is an abomination to all mankind.
That's putting it lightly. All rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Best football conference, really. In the country.
Every single team in the league is very good, very competitive.
And it's going to be what football's all about.
Cody Epps, Oklahoma State. Touchdown, West Virginia. The Cougars win it in double overtime.
What's trending presented by Feast Box, donating 10% of every order to Full of Hope, a charitable organization that feeds hungry families. It is a Rocky Mountain reunification, realignment, whatever word you would like to use.
Reunion?
It's huge news. Also, reunion works there. Let's go ahead and recap roughly the last 18 to 20 hours when this news that Colorado was leaving the Pac-12 to join the Big 12 initially broke. ESPN's Pete Thamel, Jason, was the first to report yesterday that Colorado was indeed in discussions with the Big 12 about a move to the conference and that the school had scheduled a board meeting for today to discuss the move. Thamel also reported that the Big 12 scheduled a president's meeting where the Big 12 presidents voted unanimously to accept Colorado as a full-fledged member in 2024. Then this was followed up by our good friend Brett McMurphy from the Action Network, who said that Colorado is indeed leaving the Pac-12 for the Big 12. I think he was the first to go on record and say it was 100%. This is happening. He also reported the Buffs and their football program would receive the full $31.7 million share when they join the conference in 2024. McMurphy tweeted that Colorado left because of, quote, Big 12 stability and the Pac-12's uncertainty, citing his sources, end quote there. Then Thamel gets back to work again, Jason, saying last night that Colorado is holding a public special board meeting today where a vote is expected to take place and an application for Big 12 membership is expected to happen. Wow. It was fast and furious. It's one of those special days on Twitter, right?
Yeah, there's no question about it.
We all remember these moments.
I got off an airplane and turned my phone back on, took it off airplane mode, and then I got hit with all of these tweets. But I got back on the ground right around 3 o'clock.
Yes.
So I turned my phone on right in time for this to all start, and it hasn't stopped since.
I had 36 text messages in the matter of about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was nuts. One of those. And then I was like, oh, well, this merits that for sure. As we just went through all of the tweets and the initial information, you've had almost a full day to process this. What does this mean for the Big 12 and the Pac-12 that Colorado has decided to seek, in their words, stability in the Big 12 conference?
Well, I think it certainly speaks and reinforces that message that between the two conferences, the stability is in the Big 12. And I don't think anybody would argue that. I don't know how you can argue any differently that the Pac-12 is on firmer ground right now than, or the Big 12 is in firmer ground than the Pac-12. I just don't know how you can argue that. So at face value, getting Colorado, it's a good team to add for a couple of different reasons.
Wow.
Number one, for BYU specifically, gives you a travel partner. I know travel partners aren't a big thing anymore because geography has kind of been thrown out the window, but it does help to have a school that is close proximity to BYU, also in the Mountain Time Zone, also might be able to help out with some of those late night games that maybe BYU doesn't have to shoulder the load of every 8:15 kickoff.
The Big 12 wants to present ESPN and Fox more options for the late window.
Absolutely.
They want Big 12 after dark.
There's no question about it. I like the addition. I also like what it means. And we've heard from Brett Yormark. He said it on this very show about a month ago when he talked about the ideal number for the Big 12 in his mind was 14. So after Texas and Oklahoma leave after this year, and if everything goes through today, which we assume it will, and Colorado officially proclaims they're going to join in 2024, the conference would be at 13.
Yes.
Which then means in all likelihood you're probably going to add at least one more. So for what it means today, it means you're getting a good athletic program coming into the Big 12, coming home to the Big 12. And it also means you're probably not done with expansion because you're probably, in all likelihood, going to 14.
I'm glad you brought up that Yormark soundbite. And in case you missed it the first time around, or like the other 8 to 10 times we had on social media, listen to Brett Yormark on BYU Sports Nation talk about that desired number.
To me, I do think there's strength in numbers, but if we end up being at 12, that's great. I'd like to stay at 14. Even with the departures of Texas and Oklahoma, candidly, we'll see if that's a possibility or not. But I love 12.
With this guy's track record, when he says, I'd like to do something, it typically happens.
Right.
So I'm not surprised at all. And I'm with you. Colorado is, solid legacy. I feel like while the football team has been downright bad recently, that's why they went and made some national noise and they hired Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a circus there right now. But that almost adds to the allure of Colorado joining the Big 12 because now it's Deion Sanders as the head coach.
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime was very interested in restoring Colorado to the roots of the Big 12 conference. That's great and dandy and all, Jason, but I'm not going to go through the mental gymnastics of trying to convince people that Colorado is this incredible ad for the Big 12. Colorado needed the Big 12 more than the Big 12 needed Colorado, straight up. But this is now becoming way more about the seemingly instability of the Pac-12 conference.
It's not seemingly. You can just take the word seemingly out of it.
the instability of the Pac-12. And immediately when I heard Colorado was leaving, my first thought was not about, well, how do the Buffs work with BYU and travel partners and how do they fit in? No, none of that. It was, oh my gosh, what is the Pac-12 conference going to do? They are in full-on scramble mode. They're down to 9 now after this year when they lose USC, UCLA, the LA market, and now they've lost Colorado and the Denver market. What the heck are they going to do? Are they going to call San Diego State? Well, San Diego State's in an absolute train wreck right now, given what happened with the Mountain West Conference. So that's going to be an expensive ad, and the Pac-12 doesn't have a deal in place. So if you're the chancellor or the president at San Diego State, are you like, yes, let's hook ourselves to the Pac-12 who don't have a deal yet? Jason, it feels like, and I know this is going to hit home for you, the Pac-12 is that last blockbuster in Des Moines, Iowa, who is denying what is inevitably going to happen right now. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find all sorts of ways to be like, no, 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 it's okay. We'll implement the old school Netflix approach where you can just have mail sent to you, or movies sent to you in the mail, and we'll find ways to get people to maintain their membership at Blockbuster. And what they're hanging on by a thread right
yeah.
now. It is a race to see what the Pac-12 can do to stay alive versus, oh no, is somebody else going to get poached? And so now I don't know, maybe you don't agree with me, but doesn't it all come down to the deal?
Yeah.
Or the lack thereof? Like,
well, see,
whatever the deal
yes.
is, that's it, right?
Yeah. Here's what, there've been some speculation in terms of the Pac-12 TV deal and the fact that no numbers have been shown yet. And that's one of the other reasons that Colorado's like, this is ridiculous. We're going to be proactive and go to a stable conference, regardless of what the numbers turn out to be. I have not seen anything specific that says either they have seen specific numbers and that's why they're leaving, or they've seen no numbers and that's why they're leaving. I'm curious, when we talk with Brian Howell of BuffZone.com, to find out if he knows, have they seen actual numbers and that is the reason that they've made this decision that kind of forced their hand? Or is it the fact that no numbers have been presented to any of these programs yet, and the frustration just boiled to a point where they said, we can't do this anymore?
It is wild that last Friday at Pac-12 Media Days,
we're talking less than a week ago,
and maybe a couple of tweets from our friend Stuart Mandel sum it up here, and I quote, Stu Mandel says, arguably the most remarkable aspect of all of this, the Big 12's TV partner is locked in to pay full price for the worst program in the Pac-12, speaking of football in Colorado, at the same time the Pac-12 has yet to lock in even $1 for its best programs, Oregon, Washington, Utah. He continued, George Kliavkoff last Friday seemed to have no idea Colorado was about to leave. That's either naivete or negligence. The Big 12 is about to outfox the Pac-12 yet again, putting the league in danger of extinction. How does it keep messing up this badly?
Yeah.
I want to defend George Kliavkoff a little bit, because Larry Scott left him with an absolute dumpster fire to try and clean up. Like, this is not all on George and the current Pac-12 committee. This goes way back. Like, this is a handful of people led by Larry Scott that have put the Pac-12 kind of on this path. But they're not doing themselves any favors,
right,
Jason? Why is San Diego State not already in? If I'm the Pac-12, I'm pleading with Gonzaga, even though they don't have football, join the conference.
Yeah.
Give us some stability from basketball. San Diego State, please join us right now. I would take Boise State in a heartbeat, Jason. Just stability, right? But are those schools going to want to tie themselves to a conference that feels like, in the words of Stuart Mandel, is in danger of extinction?
Well, and they may not be, speaking of Colorado may not be the only Pac-12 team that's looking to move. And that's a conversation for another day, because obviously the first domino has to fall, and that's officially Colorado making the play to the Big 12. We expect that to be later on today. And by the way, that Board of Regents meeting, it's open to the public. They're streaming that live at 3:00 Mountain Time.
They're going to have the best ratings
yes.
they've ever had.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Oh, so many things. We could honestly spend the full hour
yes.
and have no guests and
yes.
not get to everything. Tweets continue to come out from Pete Thamel, and obviously the more references to Kliavkoff and his commentary last week, it is unbelievably thick with irony how this has all developed in less than 1 week from the Pac-12's quote-unquote big day. Right?
And by all accounts, in a year's time, the Pac-12 has been surprised by three teams choosing to leave their conference. They were blindsided
yeah.
by three teams leaving. How does that happen?
I don't know. Maybe they'll surprise us and they'll stay open in Des Moines, Iowa as Blockbuster. They'll find a way to
Oregon.
Keep the business model going.
It's in Oregon.
It's in Oregon?
It's in Oregon. I've seen the documentary.
Or which is that Bill Murray's character when he says I've been filmed Blockbuster Video Des Moines, Iowa? Is that
why? I don't know. But the last Blockbuster
is that from The Man Who Knew Too Little?
Is in Oregon.
Our question of the day.
Speaking of Pac-12 country.
Yes. What is the bigger story? Colorado joining the Big 12 or Colorado leaving the Pac-12? Clint Bergstrom on Twitter says, logically, the bigger story is Colorado leaving the Pac-12. That removes a Jenga piece, and the next piece out is likely to bring the whole thing down. It is one more team enough to collapse the conference? Let's say that Arizona does see the deal whenever the deal happens. If there is a deal for television for the Pac-12, it's coming at some point, right? If they see the numbers and they're like, nope, we're out. Is the Pac-12 done? If they go to 8, is that truly the end? It seems unbelievable that we have gotten to this point. But is it all it takes? One more team?
Who knows? I think as long as you still have Washington and Oregon there, you can piece it together. But beyond that, I don't know. So many unanswered questions right now.
Sure. Or do Oregon and Washington at that point say, we'll go wherever?
Yes.
Sheesh. Hashtag BYUSN, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. What a last 24 hours in college football and college sports realignment.
I know. It's the ever-evolving landscape in college football. All right. After further review, rolls out the annual Touchdown Show next Tuesday. All the touchdowns from the 2022 season, you can watch it Tuesday at 7 Eastern on the BYU TV app.
You know who lives in Denver, right around the corner from Boulder? Jimmer Fredette. He's in the heart of this madness, Jason, and we're going to talk to him later on the show. In fact, in just a couple of minutes, to get his take on realignment and his push for 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is sponsored by Feastbox Global Grill, a unique dining experience featuring Texas, Hawaiian, and Korean meats. Time to feast.
Now, BYU could use a Jimmer Fredette going into the Big 12 in that basketball conference.
Jimmer, how much eligibility do you have?
We are live in Studio B with your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jason Shepard. College athletics conference realignment very much on topic with the news of Colorado reportedly leaving the Pac-12 and headed to the Big 12. That expected to be made official mostly later this afternoon. We shall see. We'll all be fixated on Twitter once again.
I'm watching it live on the feed.
I mentioned before the break that one of our favorite BYU Cougars ever and an all-time great, BYU Athletic Hall of Famer, former Naismith College Basketball Player of the Year, NBA veteran, and now doing work on the 3-on-3 International Tour, Jimmer Fredette is with us on BYU Sports Nation. Jimmer, welcome back to the show. How is life in Colorado as we are trying to decipher what all this realignment means? And you're kind of in the heart of it in the shadows of Boulder. So what's happening on the front in Denver?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy for sure. People are excited out here about it, obviously. In Colorado now, you know, we used to be able to go to Air Force, so Colorado State and some of those games, but now they get to go to able to watch, you know, a Big 12 school play against each other. So that Broncos are still dominating the news. They love Russell Wilson and Sean.
Indeed, it's Broncos country.
Yes,
and until Colorado wins a national championship, it's probably going to be all Broncos on the front page. We were having just a little bit of an audio issue there, so we're gonna reconnect with Jimmer and bring him right back. In the meantime, Jason, you and I were talking right before the show started that at least for today, like this news is rivaling Broncos country as they ramp up for NFL preseason play.
Yeah, I'm really curious to know the Colorado fan base. Are they excited about going? Look, this is a conference that they were in for decades. They certainly know all about the Big 12. I would imagine that there were probably quite a few that were upset when they left the Big 12. They understood why, probably, at the time. But I've got to think they're probably pretty excited about the opportunity to go back and rekindle some of those old rivalries and some of those old stomping grounds. I've got to think, all by and large, Buffalo fans probably pretty pleased with this news once it becomes official.
Now they just need Nebraska to defect from the Big Ten, right?
Right.
Then truly go back to the roots. And that rivalry, I mean, that was the rivalry. I remember watching that game the Friday after Thanksgiving every year, Colorado-Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Big time.
In the Big 12.
Oh, yeah.
So who's to say that maybe in 10 years, if Nebraska still sinks, maybe some more realignment happens. That's not going to happen for a while. But, yeah, it is fun. The conversation about getting back to the roots of the Big 12 and coming home and Coach Prime, right?
Yes.
Not Dion, Coach Prime.
Yes.
He was kind of adamant about, like, yeah, like, let's get to where there's stability and why not go back to the roots of where Colorado was last, like, consistently
yes.
great, Jason. Like, they were never a real competitor in the Pac-12.
Certainly in football, they were never able to take that consistent jump into the Pac-12 in football. All of their success from a football standpoint came as members of the Big 12. And I think there's probably a certain degree of people that were part of that throughout the decades that are happy to see that come back.
Sure. I was referencing a tweet from Pete Thamel. And naturally, in the progression of this conversation, we all are like, okay, well, what now?
Yeah.
What's next? Is there another team? Because 13 is clearly not the number that Brett Yormark and the Big 12 want to stay with. They want to get to 14. Who's going to be the 14th?
They can play with 13, but you would assume it goes to 14.
Who's going to be
yes.
the 14th? Pete Thamel wrote this morning, the preference of the Big 12 would be one of the Pac-12's other so-called Four Corners schools, Arizona, Arizona State, or Utah. According to sources, Arizona has been the most engaged among those three schools, but virtually every school in the league has had some kind of contact with the Big 12.
And the Arizona side of things makes sense for a couple of reasons, but I think maybe the biggest one is because of the basketball program. And we know how much Brett Yormark has talked about wanting to elevate what's already the best basketball conference in the league. You know, there have been talks out there and speculation about bringing in Gonzaga and, you know, some of these basketball schools in, maybe basketball only. And
right.
So it makes sense, Arizona, in general, but it also makes sense if you were only looking at basketball. That alone would be a reason why Arizona would be at the top of that list.
I know people and BYU fans primarily would, at least from what I saw yesterday, are thinking, hey, maybe Oregon will be the 14th team, or maybe it's Washington. I don't know. I still feel like Oregon and Washington are kind of connected at the hip.
And are waiting for the Big Ten in all
yes,
likelihood.
And maybe my big thing is, if the Big Ten wanted Oregon and Washington, why would they not have already invited them? Like, why would they not have invited them with the whole USC and UCLA thing and be like, hey, we're going to take four teams from the Pacific time zone and the Pac-12. Like, what's the hang up there for Oregon
it's a great question.
And Washington with the Big Ten? Maybe it's, well, we need to negotiate more money with our TV partners so that when we do add, if we do add those two schools, like, you get the full share. I don't know. I mean, it's a very complicated process. And I'm glossing over a lot of things, but my initial reaction is, well, why didn't they initially do it? Why wait if you actually want those schools?
Well, you know, and you brought up the full share, and I know there are some BYU fans and probably fans at Houston and Cincinnati and UCF, they're like, hey, why if Colorado does come in, why are they getting a full share? I've not seen any specific reason why they would be getting a full share. I think you can probably go to, maybe it's the fact that the difference between the four schools that came in versus Colorado is you're talking about a current P5 school going in versus G5 schools going in. There may be something where it was used as an incentive to speed up the process. There may be something, hey, you were a previous member of this conference, we would like you back, and maybe that played a role in it. I've not seen specifically why they would be getting a full share, but I would think it's probably one of those or a combination. But I know a lot of fans are like, well, wait a minute, why is BYU and the rest of the other schools, you know, half for the first couple of years, but Colorado would come in. I think it probably boils down to something like that.
Has to. There are, they've been an accredited Power 5 program for ever.
It makes sense.
Yes, I have no issue with that.
No issue. No issue at all.
Like they've earned the right to have a full share immediately.
Correct.
And frankly, that's probably part of the enticement too. You want stability? We'll give you a full share right now.
Yeah.
Come on over. All right. While we have a moment, we still wait to get Jimmer Fredette back on the line. Let's get to today's headlines presented by Tim Daly Nissan, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
All right. As discussed in trending and pretty much this entire show, Colorado is expected to vote today to accept an invitation to join the Big 12 Conference starting in 2024. The Colorado Board of Regents are meeting at 3 p.m. Mountain Time this afternoon.
Some BYU football news, specifically with offensive lineman and left tackle, we think, Kingsley Suamataia, named preseason second team All-American by College Football News. He is a projected first-round draft pick, seen him as high as number 9. And right around number 28 to 30 in other mock drafts. He was previously named to the Big 12 Conference preseason All-Big 12 team, the Big 12 Phil Steele preseason All-Big 12 fourth team. Fourth team from Phil Steele? What? And the Athlon Sports 2023 All-Big 12 third team. I think Athlon and our buddy Phil have some things to figure out when it comes to Kingsley.
Daniel Schneeman, who you talked to, was on this show within the last 2 weeks, had two hits last night for the AAA Columbus Clippers, bringing his season average up to 305. He has been killing it. Unfortunately, the Clippers, his team, lost 5-2 to the Omaha Storm Chasers.
When you're hitting 305 in AAA and you've got a career best 8 home runs, maybe 9 now if he hit another one after the All-Star break, but he's got career marks right now. He is trending in the right direction.
And he plays multiple positions.
Yes.
He's a utility guy. He can play anywhere you ask him to, he can play. He will get a call up. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Those are today's headlines. Now, some more opinions in the whip. The Cougar Whip Round presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
All right, bowl projection by College Football News. It's never too early to talk about bowl projections,
you know,
right?
I love some bowl projections.
All right, BYU versus North Carolina in the Independence Bowl. The irony of that in Shreveport.
Shreveport, I'm coming back again.
Is this worth a trip to Shreveport for the matchup?
Yeah.
I think you're hemming and hawing. I think that says all we need to know.
Maybe Shreveport will be a better experience. I'm jaded.
Yes.
Again, I've referenced this on the show a couple of times. One, pretty sure I got COVID in Shreveport, okay? And it gave me pneumonia and I was on oxygen for 3 weeks. So, not a great memory from Shreveport. And then the bowl game against UAB, also not a great memory.
Yeah. I do like the matchup. North Carolina has obviously turned things around. I like the matchup.
I just don't want to play North Carolina in Shreveport. Anywhere else. Yeah. Anywhere. Boise.
Hey, here's what I want. That means BYU has at least 6 wins.
It's true.
So that's, I'm going to take it regardless.
Okay. That's good perspective right there. That's big picture thinking.
Thank you.
Okay. SportsCenter tweeted yesterday, build your ideal dodgeball matchup with athletes. So let's do this with current BYU athletes, Jason.
Yeah.
Who's on your BYU dodgeball team?
Okay. I'm going to go with 4 guys. I went all football here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So current guys, I'm going to go 3 current and 1 former. So I'm going to throw a little curveball in here.
Okay.
But my 3 is dodgeball. You got to have somebody that's got good aim. You're going to go with the quarterback, Keaton Slovis.
Yes.
You got to go somebody with great hands. I'm going to go Isaac Rex.
Okay.
I'm going to go somebody that's intimidating, Caleb Etienne. That guy is huge. And then for my throwback, Bronson Kafusi. You got to have a Kafusi on there.
Oh, wow. You have to have a Kafusi.
You got to have a Kafusi. Correct.
Okay. Fair enough. I just want Taysom Hill involved.
Done.
I want Taysom on my dodgeball team and then, you know, probably quick shifty guys like Cody Epps.
There you go.
All right. We have Jimmer Fredette back with us on BYU Sports Nation. As promised, we've got the audio issue fixed again. Jimmer, sorry about the delay, but now you've had a long time to think about that a question and your answer. But how's life in Denver now that Denver is part of the Big 12 market?
Yeah, everything is going well here. Just got back from a long trip, about a 3-week trip. We were in Hong Kong and then went to Kosovo. And then from there went to Bordeaux, France. And then just got back. So, and now just hanging out with the family,
wow.
Working out, getting prepared everything is really good over here. Summer's almost over here for us. My girl starts school in the next couple of weeks, which is pretty crazy. It goes by so quickly, but we're doing great. We're excited about Colorado becoming a part of the Big 12, and hopefully we'll be able to go watch a couple games in Boulder while we're here.
So as you mentioned, you've had a very busy summer. Let's focus on your Team USA games, and obviously Cougar fans were glued trying to see how your team fared. What was that experience like? How was that experience overall for you?
Honestly, it was amazing. To be in Vienna, Austria it's a super cool city, first of all. A lot of history there, amazing buildings, great food. But they did a great job of putting the venue up. I was right in downtown. There was tons of people there. I mean, there was thousands of people outside that couldn't get into the game that wanted to get in.
Wow.
The stadium was about 3,000 people, and it was all covered. I mean, it was just an amazing experience. And we were able to play against Austria, the home team, on a Friday night, in a pool play game. And it was just absolutely insane. It was one of the coolest experiences in basketball that we've had. And we were able to win that game. And, you know, we were centimeters away from winning the whole thing. So it was a little bit disappointing at the end, but we'd had an amazing tournament. It was a great experience, and just happy to be able to play for Team USA.
Jimmer Fredette is with us on BYU Sports Nation. I think every BYU fan and Jimmer fan wants to know, okay, what's next in the path as you push to hopefully a roster spot with Team USA in Paris, and you're wearing the red, white, and blue and competing for a gold medal?
Yeah, that's the goal. So I've just this whole summer all the way through until about November 1st is the deadline to, you know, help qualify for the Olympics for an automatic bid. And so that's what we're trying to do as Team USA. So that's why I'm going to be able to help qualify. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. We'll know by November 1st. And if we don't, there's still qualifying tournaments we can play in to be able to get into the Olympics. So that's the goal. I mean, I was watching the Today Show yesterday, and they were talking about Paris Olympics 2024. It's a year away from yesterday. So it was getting me pumped and hoping to be able to put on that red, white, and blue.
Speaking of the red, white, and blue, what does that mean to you to have, you know, red, white, and blue and USA across the chest and, you know, the possibility of being able to represent your country in the Olympics? I mean, you're talking about the entire world tuning in for that.
I mean, it would be a dream come true. I love the Olympics. I'm one of those guys that will literally sit down and watch every event in the Olympics. My brother gets so mad at me. I'd be sitting there watching archery and, you know, all of the stuff that I could possibly watch, because these people put in so much time and effort that we don't see. And I want to give them their, you know, their due to be able to watch them and watch them compete at the highest level, no matter what it is. So to be able to do that would be a dream come true for me. You know, I love, you know, being, you know, part of the USA, and I've been a lot of places in the world and just love being able to compete for our country. So it'll be special, but we got to make it first. So I got to start playing some good basketball here coming up.
Staying with the Olympics, because you watch all of the events, do you have a favorite event? Do you have a favorite to tune into?
I mean, there's so many good events. I love watching swimming for some reason in the Olympics. It's just, it's very intense. Usually it's fast paced. You know, obviously grew up watching Michael Phelps and, you know, all the amazing swimmers that we've had in USA. And, you know, so Katie Ledecky is obviously at the top of the list right now, and Caleb Dressel and all these guys that are doing amazing things in the pool. So that's super fun to watch. But I mean, there's nothing better than watching the 100 meters in the Olympics either. Just watching that race, and when Usain Bolt was killing it. I mean, super fun to watch, but yeah, I tune in for everything.
Jimmer, I know I speak for most BYU fans, but you talk about, you know, just the enjoyment of watching things. I know that BYU fans are enjoying watching you play 3-on-3 basketball. It is such a unique format, and we're going to send you some BYU Sports Nation karma so that you can qualify with Team USA. We got to get you to Paris, man. Got to get you back over there competing for the red, white, and blue.
That's exactly right. We got to get me to Paris. Get me to Paris, and then you got to make sure that you guys get on a trip to get there.
So let's go!
It, right? Like that's
live broadcast from Paris.
That's the goal.
I'm telling you right
we
now.
We need a live broadcast from Paris.
I'm telling you right now, Jimmer, I'm putting that up to the big bosses on the third floor of BYU Broadcasting today. Like, what do we need to do if Jimmer qualifies for the Olympics? What do we need to do to get a live shot from Paris and cover it? Let's go.
We're getting
man.
There, and then we're going to celebrate like we all did it together. Can't wait.
Okay, as part of the selling point, if we can get to Paris and do a live show, can we get a confirmation that you will join us live on the set of BYU Sports Nation in Paris? Because that will help sell this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm 100% down with that. If you guys can get there, I will be on set.
Oh, great stuff. Jimmer, always great to catch up with you, man. Keep up the good work. We know all the time that you're putting in. We're excited to see you qualify and get back to work. But be well, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks. Thanks so much, guys. Good talking with you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Jimmer Fredette joining us from the Rocky Mountains in
Denver,
Colorado.
By the way, I have an update on us going to Paris. I just got a text from somebody above us. It says he's approved to go. Us, not so much.
I'm not even kidding you. Like, if I could get a credential to just cover Jimmer Fredette, like to have like access to the venues and to cover that event, I'd probably pay my own way to get there. Like, it's Paris, and it's Jimmer, and it's the Olympics. Okay, just putting that out there. Maybe there's a collaboration. Maybe we can compromise. I'll buy the plane ticket. You guys cover everything else.
There we go. All right, if you missed any interviews, Deep Blue shows, or games, you can find them on BYUSN.com or download the BYU TV app to get all the BYU TV sports content on demand.
All right, you tell us, which is the bigger story? Is it Colorado leaving the Pac-12, or is it the Buffs joining the Big 12? Which angle are you diving into and putting more stock into? This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. In Studio B, I am Spencer. He is Jason. Which is the bigger story? Colorado joining the Big 12, or the Buffs leaving the Pac-12, which has the Pac now at 9 teams.
Pac-9.
The Pac-9 after next year until and unless they add some other program. Aaron Kinzer on Twitter says, definitely leaving the Pac-12. The Big 12 didn't need to grow. It was stable. The Pac-12 definitely needed to not lose teams, however. All the Pac-12 supporters were confident they would stay together. That confidence, Aaron says, has been destroyed.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not ready to call it over for the Pac-12.
No.
They're going to try and stay alive, do everything they can.
There's too many proud programs in the conference for it to fade away like that. They have something up their sleeve. They have to.
There's a scramble drill in play right now. Up next, we're going to talk to one of the voices of the Colorado Buffaloes. Brian Howell of BuffZone.com rejoins the program to discuss what went into Colorado ultimately making this decision. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. BYU Sports Nation is sponsored by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
Back to BYU Sports Nation, hanging out live in Studio B. Let's get right to it and continue with the topic of the day, that of Colorado leaving the Pac-12 to join the Big 12. What does it mean for the Pac-12 as they scramble to stay in existence, essentially, and how does it impact the Big 12? Brian Howell is a longtime writer for BuffZone.com. He is at the epicenter of all of this, of becoming really the most intriguing college football offseason story, going back to Coach Prime joining, all the transfer portal madness, and now Colorado leaving for the Big 12, Brian. So how's life for you today, man?
Yeah, has there ever been a more interesting 1-11 football team in college football history than this one? You know, man, it's amazing. I was just telling you guys before we started that going through last season and the disaster that it was, I couldn't have imagined that less than a year later I'd be covering probably the most interesting and intriguing team in all of college football with Coach Prime and now this. So yeah, it's been quite a 9 months.
Is this happening without Coach Prime? Do you think that he is the catalyst behind this, or at least a big player in this?
I think it helps, but I think it would be happening regardless of who the coach is. It may not have happened if it was Carl Durrell, and they were still that 1-11 team with the same basic roster. But they were gonna they made that change five games into last season. I think that had they hired someone different, Bronco Mendenhall was a guy that was talked about and interviewed. Had they hired him or somebody else like that, or a Tom Herman, I still think this would be happening. But certainly, Coach Prime makes them more attractive.
Why ultimately do you believe Colorado decided to pull the trigger now and leave the Pac-12 for the Big 12? Why didn't Colorado wait for this TV deal that is supposedly very close to happening for the Pac-12?
Well, because they've been waiting for 13 months, and it's supposedly been very close many times in the last 13 months. And I think they're getting tired of it. I know they've been getting tired of it. Administration has been frustrated with Commissioner George Kliavkov that many times over the past year, and really more the past 6 months or so, there's been talk of, hey, a deal's coming soon, and then nothing comes through. And, the Pac-12 or the CU chancellor last week said that, hey, when we go to Vegas for Pac-12 Media Day, we're hoping to see some numbers. Well, they went there on Friday and there was no numbers available. I think that was probably the last straw.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but I'm guessing that was kind of the last straw. Like, fine, you guys have been doing this for 13 months. There's still nothing. We're out.
Brian, is there anything that could derail this from happening, or is this just a formality today?
I think it's basically a formality. I mean, the region still has to vote on it today. But I wouldn't imagine they'd be opening up this public meeting and doing a vote if they weren't ready to sign off on it. So I'd be a little surprised. I mean, last night it was reported that the Big 12 presidents and chancellors voted unanimously to invite Colorado. So it just seems like today's a formality of the region's vote and then officially get that invite from the Big 12. And then they accept it and move on.
Brian Howell of BuffZone.com is with us on BYU Sports Nation. And Brian, you had the unique opportunity to be at both Big 12 Media Days and Pac-12 Media Day. You compared and contrasted the two on social media, but for those that didn't see that or didn't hear about that, how would you explain the experiences of those two separate conference media gatherings?
Yeah, and it was interesting. You know, I went down there basically because of all the speculation going on, and I thought, well, let's see what I could gather down there. And if nothing else, TCU's down there, and that's who CU opens up against. And so I thought, if nothing else, I'll get something from them. But, yeah, it was interesting. It's a bigger deal in the Big 12, obviously. It's a two-day event, as you guys know. You go, I think it was it 14 teams this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many teams. Yeah, 14. Can't remember what all the numbers are every year. But I think it was 7 each day. And so it's a great two-day event. And, you know, obviously, each team had 4 or 5 players. The cheerleaders were there, mascots. Every team had kind of its own little setup as far as media, as far as a table with the backdrop of the logo and all that stuff. And the Pac-12 is just, it's a one-day event. They roll through 12 teams within a few hours. It's done by, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's really just two players each team. And the one table for one-on-ones basically was for every team shared it. It was like, all right, let's get done with Washington State. You go over here. Now it's Colorado's turn. Now it's Oregon's turn. And so it was just kind of hurried and rushed and just felt like a bigger deal. And as you guys know, being there, at Texas State or at AT&T Stadium, it just feels football, right? This was in Pac-12 was in a Las Vegas nightclub. It's starting at 7 in the morning. So, it was a little bit different feel in a lot of ways. And, hey, the old Trapper guy was at Big 12 Media Day giving out like big bags of old Trapper beef jerky.
Yeah.
And
yep.
At the Pac-12, we got like the little mini packs. So big difference.
Brian, let me tell you, I walked away with 2 bags. I know there were a couple of guys that walked away with 4 bags. You cannot downplay the old Trapper guy. I'm just telling you.
I had one, and the lady there made me take 2 others, so I walked away with 3.
Okay, well, you went up to me then. Look, it all comes down to beef jerky, right? Here's my question, and this is something, Brian, that we've been talking about on the show all day today. It's our question of the day. You have the one story, but you can kind of break it off into two sides. It's the addition from the Big 12 side. It's the loss from the Pac-12 side. In your opinion, what's the bigger side of this story?
I think the bigger story is the loss for the Pac-12 side, because I think the Big 12 would have been fine had Colorado not done this. And, even Commissioner Yormark said it at Media Day that, hey, we're fine if we stick at 12. I think he would have been. And I think that, they would have been fine with 14 or whatever they want to do. But the Pac-12, all of a sudden, you lose a third member in the last 13 months, and it's going to cause some alarm among all the other schools. And so this could have a domino effect. So I think that's the bigger story, is what, how does this impact the other nine schools, and which other schools, if any, are going to jump?
Okay, so and just as a follow-up, do you feel like another Pac-12 school leaving the conference, whether it's Arizona or somebody else, is imminent? Are you on that level of thinking?
Yeah, I think that that's probably, it seems likely. I mean, all along, it feels like Arizona's been the team that's wanted to make the move. And basketball-wise, I think that they'd be a really good fit there. But who knows what the Big 12 is going to do. I mean, they've obviously looked at UConn from the basketball side of things, and could this be Colorado and UConn only? Or is this Colorado and Arizona? Do they want Oregon, Washington? You know, there was talk of Oregon State last night on social media. So who knows what happens with this. I do think that it's very possible that there could be one or maybe two or three Pac-12 schools joining the Big 12. I'm getting all the conferences mixed up as we talk about
it. Yeah, it's hard not to.
I do think there could be, right, I think there could be one to three more Pac-12 schools.
When you look at this situation, are Colorado fans excited about going back to the conference that they're familiar with? I realize that it's been less than 24 hours, so I don't know how much interaction you've been able to gather, but are by and large, are Colorado fans excited about the return to the Big 12?
Yeah, I actually had a former player text me this morning and said, I am so fired up about this. You know, and he's a guy that he hates Nebraska, absolutely hates Kansas State. He's excited for the Kansas State game. You know, but judging by social media, I think the fans are generally excited about it. I think there are some that they're going to miss the Pac-12. They're disappointed about that. But I think in general, CU fans are just wanting CU to be in the best position financially. And it appears like this is it right now.
Well, I know that now it's irrelevant almost to ask about the Pac-12 media deal. But because you were around it for so long and waiting along with everybody else in the Pac-12 for the better part of now 13 months, did you have any idea of what that deal might look like, the partners involved, the television sourcing, and the money involved? Do you have any idea what that deal might look like and where Pac-12 fans are even going to be able to watch?
Yeah, I know more than what's kind of been out there, which it hasn't sounded good, and I think that's part of why we're in this situation, is that Colorado's heard the same things, and they probably didn't like what they heard, and that's why they're jumping. And there's been a lot of talk of, you know, whether it's going to be streaming, that could be a big part of it, whether how much is going to be linear, how much ESPN or any other networks are going to be involved. And there's been talk of that the deal won't be as nearly as much as the Big 12 got. So I think all of that combined, if you're Colorado or other schools, you're thinking, what are we doing sticking around here waiting for this deal that may not come through?
Interesting stuff, to say the least. Brian, we appreciate the time. I know that you're very, very busy today. This is probably just like your tour of interviews. So whatever stop this is, we hope it's been a good one for you hanging out with us here on BYU Sports Nation. Take strength. Good luck the rest of the day. And we'll be talking again soon as Big 12 compatriots.
This is my own personal media day, by the way. So this is my third media day in 3 weeks.
Well said. Thanks Brian. Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Oh my gosh. It's, I mean, he says that and it's funny, yeah. But like, it probably does feel like his own personal media.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. He's going to be making the rounds today. There's no question about that. It's the big story. It's the college football story today.
All right. Up next, today's rise and shout out to primetime. And it has a couple of meanings. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner. This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
What's the bigger story today? Colorado joining the Big 12 or Colorado leaving the Pac-12? Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX. Fitting. Healthcare Elevated. Stan Lindsay on Twitter says, it's Colorado leaving the Pac-12. The Conference of Champions is like a Jenga tower. How many pieces can be pulled out before the tower collapses? Right now, the tower is teetering.
This is the second Jenga tweet
we've had. Separate tweets.
Yeah, completely separate. And they're spot on, by the way.
Today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Coach Prime gets the Rise and Shout Out. Welcome to Provo, Coach Prime. Can't wait to host you here in Happy Valley.
To host Prime in primetime, probably.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
And thanks to today's guest, Jimmer Fredette and Brian Howell of BuffZone.com.
Conversation continues 24/7 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always use BYUSN as the hashtag.
For Jason, I'm Spencer. Shout out to the great Chris Smith. We'll see you tomorrow on BYU Sports Nation. Go Cougs.